2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Here we go, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. There's Brody in the den, and there's Garrett in the kitchen, and there's Scotty B in the cereal library. There's Straight Nate. Do the thing with your teeth. I hate when he does that. And there's Danielle, and there's Froggy. Hi, Froggy.
Hello.
And there's Gandhi in the boyfriend's living room, and of course there's Scary, smelling like body onions. Odor today.
Well, it's actually onions disguised as body odor. It's actually really onions because I cooked last night, so whatever.
You can't walk in there without smelling it.
Well, it's on my coat. It's everywhere. And my coat, like, was hanging right near, you know, near my kitchen. It's just terrible.
You smell like a 9-year-old in gym class.
Oh, boy.
Why do you know that? Why do you sniff 9-year-olds in gym class?
I have one.
Locked up in your closet?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I like how you own one. I have one. Okay. Very.
Hey, listen.
Can we talk about Skiri's schedule really quickly?
Sure.
He leaves here and goes home and goes to sleep for 4 to 5 hours.
Wow.
What, awesome. That long?
Oh,
really?
God, and nice. Good for you, Skiri. I wish I could do that.
Yeah. By noon, I'm out for a few hours. But then again, some of you guys take naps too. Danielle takes a nap after the show, so does Brody. I try to take
a nap right after the show if I can, and then get up by noon because that's when the kids are ready for lunch. So if I can, but it doesn't always work.
So I talk to Skiri about an hour after the show, and I get him right before nap time, and I know he's getting tired because he just starts to talk like this, and I go, sleep tight, Skiri.
So Skiri, that's when I should return your phone calls right before you nap.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah. He said he goes home and sleeps because there's nothing to do. so he decides to sleep.
He told me his favorite activity, and I quote, is, I leave this place, I go home, and I rot all day. I rot.
Sounds like fun.
These aren't exactly the perfect ideal times to go places, so I'm not. I can't eat very much, so I'm not very fun at restaurants.
First quarter, Skiri.
Aww.
So if you wait 5 hours and then you get him on the other side of the nap,
yes,
he's in bed, and then you'll hear something like, I go, you're right. He goes, I just dropped the phone on my face.
I'm getting sleepy just talking about this. We got to wake up. Wake up.
I love you,
Skiri. Sorry.
All right, I think we're going to do butt hurt.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes.
Per Gandhi's suggestion, we'll do the good butthurt card.
What? There's polite butthurt questions?
Yeah, there's red cards and there's blue cards. The blue cards are like uplifting.
Is that what we call butt pleasure?
Scotty.
So many jokes.
Let's try and see if we can. Let's try to be nice.
All right. So Scotty was chiming in there. Scotty, here's the questions for you.
They're like feathers.
What's that?
Who is the most mature of this group?
Nobody.
None of us.
Nobody. Yeah.
You have to pick one.
It's not an answer.
Yeah, you
answer.
I guess Brody.
Yeah, Brody, I think you're most mature.
Yeah.
Yeah?
He showed me a whole compilation of cake fart videos. I don't know how mature that is.
Yeah. Then I take that back.
I'll tell you what. I'm the most responsible. I'm not mature. How about that?
Okay.
You can have that.
I think I'm more responsible than you are.
You crash cars.
Whatever. You people are nuts.
Okay. I think Nate's kind of mature, to be honest. He's like always using the dad words, and he doesn't act real childish too often.
Well, thank you.
That makes him mature.
I think.
Okay. All right, so we have several mature people here.
Okay. Gandhi, who is the funniest?
Oh, this is tough.
And someone's going to get butt hurt no matter what.
That's true.
Yeah. The funniest, it depends on the topic. I would say probably overall, Elvis and Scotty make me laugh really hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, Scotty's aren't really purposeful. Scotty's is usually I'm just laughing at Scotty's life and, like, things that happen to him.
But
you make me laugh. Oh. Like, I think
now
that,
Brody's
yeah.
mad.
Brody's butt
hurt.
That doesn't mean Brody's not funny.
Butt hurt, Brody.
Fuck it.
I take it back. It's Brody.
Nah. All the way.
I do think Brody's hilarious, though. I think everyone's really funny. Nah, this is a funny room of people.
I'm too mature to be hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Moving on. Danielle, who is least likely to talk about you behind your back?
Ooh. Froggy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I won't talk about Danielle.
Yeah, he texts me shit.
Shut up. No, stop it. Fuck you. But I think Gandhi Gandhi and Elvis too.
Yeah.
Gandhi, Elvis, and Froggy. The three of them, I don't think really. I mean, maybe Elvis every now and then when he can't stand me. But most of the time he loves me. You know, the days I annoy you. But most of the days I don't annoy you.
It's been years since I couldn't stand you.
Oh, that's good. But Froggy, I don't think he ever has said anything. Yeah.
Okay.
I hope.
No, I love you too much.
Okay, good.
This round of butt hurt is...
When you get on, hold on, Danielle. Danielle, when you get on my nerves, I tell you.
Yeah, that is true.
I tell you.
All right. Moving on.
Yes. Froggy.
Yeah.
Who has had sex with the least amount of partners?
Oh, for sure, Danielle.
Yes.
Yeah, Danielle.
I will take that proudly. Thank you very much. Thank
See,
you.
See, I
Thank
would
you.
Say scary.
Really? Oh, maybe. Oh.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, because
Brody.
No, because when Scary started to get popular in the radio thing, he was putting it everywhere. So I wouldn't say Scary.
Anybody that, any place that would take it. But now Brody might be a close second. I don't mean that negatively. I'm not saying that as a bad thing. I'm not like, I don't have like.
Look at poor Brody's face, Brody. So
I haven't banged like 20 people.
Why is it a bad thing?
See, I take it as
so,
a good thing.
So far, I'm not funny and I'm not having sex with anybody.
Great. But you're the most mature.
That was funny.
Butt hurt.
Yeah, very mature.
You are butt hurt. You are a mature butt hurt man.
Yeah, I see why these cards are in here, because the other person gets butt hurt now. Gotcha.
Girls like guys that are funny, so that's why I'm not getting laid. So.
Right. Oh, that was funny, Brody.
That makes sense.
Thanks, Gandhi.
Go ahead. Ask a question.
Who is the most patient, Brody?
Patient? Scary.
None of the above.
Patient.
No, Scary's patient. He just kind of like, whatever. He doesn't.
He is.
I would agree with that.
I think Froggy. You know, I think Froggy's the most patient person.
Scary's not in a hurry to do anything ever. He's just kind of like, okay.
Elvis, you think I'm patient?
Yes.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
I think Danielle disagrees. I see the look on her
face. I by far am the most impatient person on this show.
Oh.
Brody's camera's
Can
off.
We hurry?
I think he's having sex.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, Brody, what are you doing? Touching yourself?
No, somebody called me on my phone. There we go.
Hey, welcome back.
There was nobody that wanted to have sex, so sorry.
They weren't looking for a joke, so what else did they want?
No, they weren't looking for humor, sex.
Mature
advice.
Moving on. Garrett,
yeah,
who has the prettiest nipples?
You do.
I do have nice nipples for a guy.
You've
sweet.
Told us.
I so tell sweet. You, it's not me. I had two babies sucking on those.
Oh, my God, Danielle.
Hey, droopy.
Scary's got you beat, Danielle.
They're not droopy, though. I had them lifted.
Scary, did you breastfeed kids at an early age?
Early age, this month.
Dude. I remember I took this one picture. We were on one of our dysfunctional family vacations, and Scary was in the background eating, and there was a tray of food right here that just happened to be placed there in front of him, and somebody commented like, oh, my God, Scary's nipples look like pepperoni on that tray.
Yeah, I'm proud of my silver dollars.
Okay.
Moving on. Scary, since you're chiming in.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the best drunk person?
Oh, Elvis, hands down. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's so fun when he's
right
drunk.
Now.
Like, right
yeah.
now.
Right
now. Nothing's really? Off the table at that point.
Remember how much fun he was in Iowa? It was so much fun.
I love a drunk Elvis. I love him so much.
Thank
I wish
you,
to
Scary.
See more of him.
No.
More drunk me?
Yeah, more drunk you.
All right, well, come by this weekend. I'm on the wagon till this weekend.
Okay. Elvis, did you go yet?
Nope.
No? Okay. Who is the most ambitious?
I would say of late, Gandhi.
Yeah.
Because she's going for it with her business, with her artwork. That's, of
well,
late.
Thanks.
I would agree with that.
I take that as a nice thing. Thanks. Yeah. I'm trying.
Danielle, you with me on that one?
No, 100%. 100%.
I agree.
What's that, Brody?
So the rest of us are stuck in this morning show 20-year vortex.
Yes, we are.
Sounds fantastic.
It just goes around and around.
Vortex
and around.
To be in.
Get me out of here. 25-year vortex.
That's right. 25. Wow. 20,
we're so 25. Ambitious.
Almost
we're doing
26.
This since Clinton was president.
Yeah.
Morning show inception.
My Z100 anniversary is coming up in 10 days.
Yeah.
I'll be here 26
years.
26
years.
It's exciting.
Danielle, too.
Yep.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I guess I have to it's ask a myself a question here.
Oh, you get to pick your favorite? That's not fair.
I know.
Stop. Why are you butt hurt? He hasn't even asked a question yet.
Who's right, the most? Who is petty? Least likely to lose their temper? Least definitely likely. Not Elvis.
No, not me. Least likely.
No, I'm very fiery.
Say.
This is obvious.
Gandhi.
Oh, really?
Again, Gandhi. Yeah.
Gandhi. Hey, I'll take it.
I think Garrett is very even keeled as well.
See, I think Scary doesn't lose his temper.
Yeah, I think Scary takes all the shit in the world and he doesn't get mad.
Danielle.
Yeah, but he didn't lose his temper. He just gets it like.
No. He gets flustered, but I don't.
He doesn't get mad.
No, yeah, Scary doesn't get mad. If you've seen Gandhi's social media, she gets mad.
Scary fly off the handle.
You've seen me?
See, I don't think I really get mad on social media. I think it's just kind of the same me all the time. I just am more uncensored on social media. I always am at the same level of irritated.
We know,
so I can't get more angry because I'm always angry.
The way you handle fuck faces online is you're very, very, you're very calm. You're very calm when you deal with the shitheads that try to troll you.
Well, thanks. Yeah, they don't really irritate me as much as I think they'd like to.
Fuck faces. I like that.
Fuck faces.
I like that fuck face.
People are watching it and they know we're talking about them. Oh, I guess I'm a fuck face.
Hey, fuck
yeah,
face.
You are.
Stop it. Stop trolling.
Did Froggy get a question?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, then that was
it. Well, then we're out of steam. So,
see, look at that. That's another great thing about Gandhi. She looks out for other people.
I'm trying. Look out for everybody.
Yeah. All right, for me and my dumpster.
Hey, we got a really great 15-minute morning show podcast guest tomorrow, right, Garrett?
Oh, yes. So the gentleman, Tattoo Bob, as he goes, has drawn pictures of most of us. We saw the one of Brody and Scary, Scary Brody, whatever, yesterday. Oh, yeah. And he is going to reveal the rest of the morning show tomorrow on the podcast.
A full gallery from Tattoo Bob.
Talk about butthurt.
And we have a new version of Brody and Scary coming as well, individual
Scary
photos.
And Brody.
It doesn't matter. You're individuals at this point.
It's Broody and Scary.
Yeah, whatever. So he'll be doing that tomorrow. He's finishing up Froggy as we speak right now.
Oh, great. Yeah, just draw a giant forehead and then with a big gash on the side of his head. Hey, look, there's Froggy.
You made it easy for him.
Yeah.
All right, are we done?
We're done.
Yeah.
Wave like Queen Elizabeth.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.